Dumbledore now became very interested in a bird out on the windowsill, which gave Harry time to dry his eyes on the sheet. When he had found his voice again, Harry said, "And the invisibility cloak? Do you know who sent it to me?" "Ah, your father happened to leave it in my possession, and I thought you might like it." Dumbledore's eyes twinkled. "Useful things! Your father used it mainly for sneaking off to the kitchens to steal food when he was here. And there's something else. Fire away!" "Quirrell said Snape. Professor Snape, Harry." "Yes, him. Quirrell said he hates me because he hated my father. Is that true?"
"Well, they did rather detest each other. Not unlike yourself and Mr. Malfoy. And then your father did something Snape could never forgive."
"What?"
"He saved his life."
"What?"
"Yes," said Dumbledore dreamily. "Funny the way people's minds work, isn't it? Professor Snape couldn't bear being in your father's debt. I do believe he worked so hard to protect you this year because he felt that would make him and your father even. Then he could go back to hating your father's memory in peace."
Harry tried to understand this, but it made his head pound, so he stopped. "And, sir, there's one more thing."
"Just the one?"
"How did I get the stone out of the mirror?"
"Ah, now, I'm glad you asked me that. It was one of my more brilliant ideas, and between you and me, that's saying something. You see, only one who wanted to find the stone, find it but not use it, would be able to get it. Otherwise, they'd just see themselves making gold or drinking elixir of life. My brain surprises even me sometimes. Now, enough questions. I suggest you make a start on these sweets. Ah, Bertie Bott's Every Flavour Beans. I was unfortunate enough in my youth to come across a vomit-flavoured one, and since then I'm afraid I've rather lost my liking for them. But I think I'll be safe with a nice toffee, don't you?"
He smiled and popped the golden brown bean into his mouth. Then he choked and said,
"Alas! Ear wax!"